very important topic for everyone to have some knowledge of. It's read last Shabbos by Erev, by Evoker. We have evenings, we have mornings. And the question is, what are the precise boundaries? We read this week, Yom V'Laila Lo Yishvosu. It's always going to be day, it's always going to be night, but it's not quite clear when each of them ends and begins. Of course, this affects many, many areas of halacha. Shabbos, when does Shabbos begin, when does Shabbos end? So the Gemara has in Masechta Shabbos of Lama Dal Lamed Beis, which is page 2 of the source sheet. What about Bein HaShmoshes? Bein HaShmoshes is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. When is Bein HaShmoshes begin? Mishatishka Achama. The time the sun sets. And gradually it turns into Vaday Laila. When is Vaday Laila? When Hichsif HaElyon V'Hishvul HaTachton Zeh Laila. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. There's a period of time, we don't know yet how long it takes. We have some astronomical phenomena that describe it, which is considered Bein HaShmoshes, and then it becomes Vaday Laila. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Bein HaShmoshes is Keheref Ayin. Just the blink of an eye. The Gemara, a little bit later on the same Amud says, Shir Bein HaShmoshes Bekama, towards the bottom, Shlosha chelke mil, 3/4 of a mil. Okay, we turn to the next daf lamed hey, I'm an aleph, page 3. Tosis is a very powerful question, and everything starts and ends with this Tosis tray kosher. The most is 3/4 of a mil. This is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Remember that we had, Rabbi Yehuda was the first Tana we quoted. Rabbi Yehuda Gufay himself, the Psochim, Perg Mishaya Tomek, so the Mishkiya Sachama at Tezakachovim, Abba Milin. From Mishkiya to Seis is 4 mil. Notice we haven't seen the word Tezakachovim in Mesech the Shabbos yet. But Tosa says, how do you know? Sochem dav beis. Sukkim in Nechemya. That's a big question. Rabosai, it's not a small discrepancy. It's a factor of more than 5 to 1. Right? Either it's 3/4 of a mil or it's 4 mil. It can't be both. Too much to be ascribed to some kind of a calculation error. Way off. Omer ben Atam, the horse of Mari betchilas shkia, the hocha mishatishka misov shkia, acha shenichna sachama beovi harakia. It's a whole new story. Ponder ben Atam, it's not considered to be tezuk achovim until 4 mil after the sun sinks beneath the horizon. Not before. This is what's known in today's world as Rabbeinu Tamzman. I keep Rabbeinu Tamzman. I mean, after Shabbos is over, you don't do malacha until 4 mil, which we always off. Oh, I keep 72 minutes. We assume that a mil is 18 minutes. We'll get to that a little bit later. So the simple arithmetic, if a mil is 18 minutes, if you keep 4 mil, which is Rabbeinu Tam's man, can't do malach on Shabbos until 72 minutes after the sun sets beneath the horizon. Any questions? Feel free to ask. So much just simple arithmetic. This is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Quote Rabbeinu Tam, this is another half of it. you'd be permissible to do malacha tomorrow night, tomorrow being Friday, until nearly an hour after the sun sets beneath the horizon. Because the Tam has a chiddush that bishatishka achama, does that mean what's printed in your charts or in the New York Times as sunset? No, not what the word means. Mishatishka achama means what he calls over here, nichnas achama over your akia, which is a whole different astronomical phenomenon, which comes 3/4 of a mil before the magic number of 72. So if each mil is 18, 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half. So I think it's 58 and a half minutes after the sun sets. You can still do malacha according to Rabbeinu Tam. For us, that would be unthinkable. Unthinkable. As far as I know, it's unthinkable everywhere in the Jewish world. Although, until World War II, it was far from it. It was common practice in certain parts of the Jewish community that they followed the Rabbeinu Tam. Shouldn't surprise you, Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, in fact, passed like Rabbeinu Tam without any disputes, just says that way. So it shouldn't be a surprise that people are following the Rabbeinu Tam in Europe. Take a look on this, just jump to the Shulchan Aruch over here, it's on page 9. Talks about Tosefes, page 10. When is Tosefes? Mitchilas Hashkia, Shein Hashemesh Nireis Al Ha'aretz, Adman Ben Hashmoshes, which is Gimel Milim and Revia, 3 1/4 mil, right? 4 - 3/4 is 3 1/4. When does that start, at 3 1/4 mil? It starts at sunset. So it's clear as can be from the Shulchan Aruch. He's passing like the Rabbeinu Tam. That for 3 1/4 mil after astronomical sunset, it's not Shabbos yet. It's potential Tosefes Shabbos. That's mind-boggling for us. We can't, how can it be? So Rabbi Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot and Chav, Hu das Rabbeinu Tam v'siyasa, had the two shkiyas. Tells you the tchila, he gives you the whole story. Tchila shkiya, shov shkiya. Okay. The last three lines he says, you know, I wrote later on, Harbe poskim cholken al zeh. Svirlu, the last line. The miyad sheniskasa achama meinenu ben hashmoshes shusavik yom safik lai. That's what we think. That's what we were brought up. The minute the sun is beneath the horizon, it's already ben hashmoshes. Who are these Harbe poskim? We don't know. Who are they? It's not Rabbeinu Tam that we saw in Tosfos. It's not the Shulchan Aruch who follows Rabbeinu Tam. Who are these Harbe poskim? Let's turn the page and see. Who are the Harbe poskim? Mr. Bruch of Gimel. Habe Yomeri Shonim hold, and the Gra agrees, the Ben Hashmoshes Maschil Techef Achat Chilas Hashkia, Hane Mishor Shachama Neskasem Einenu, V'nimshach Zmana Kedei Gimel Rivei Mil, last 3/4 mil. V'chakach, V'samuklo, Yotzim HaGimel Kochovim Beinonim. He says, right then, or Samachlo, shortly thereafter, 3 stars come out, V'hu Lailam and Ator L'choldam. L'fizei Yesh Lizorvo, Shlodas Az Malocha Acha Shacham and Niskasa Meineinu, V'afilim Malechas Mitzvah Kon Hadlokas Aneres Tzul Shabbos, Kam Ken Yizorvo, Ligmo Hadlokosam, Kodesh Adishka Chama, L'achakachu B'chla Ben Hashmoshes. Fine. With me so far? So that he said we should worry about the Shitas HaGra. What about Motzei Shabbos? Skip a few lines. Ulinyan Motzei Shabbos, the line begins in Mishnah Berurah. Look in Bir Alocha, Shebiyarnu, Shema Poskim, De L'chul Yalma, Ashir, De Gimel Revei Mil, Mishtana Lefi Azman V'Hamoko, V'lo Nemar Zebi Gemara, Ela Be'ofek Bovel, U'Vizman Nisan V'Tishrei, Shem V'Leilis Shovim, Equinox, Uvm komosenu shenoto letzad tzofon tzofon ha'olam misarech harbe yoser al kein yesh yizorah ma'od shalodas malach motzei Shabbos af shenis achaz man rabach hashkia ad sheyiru gimel kachovim ketanim kedekamon tzresh tzad gimel tzivbeis look there. Even if you follow the Gra, you don't have to wait 4 mil. You're going to wait 3/4 mil. You look outside, you won't see any stars. Why won't you see stars? Simple, because you're not looking in Yerushalayim in the equinox. You're looking in New York, or in Vilna, or in Radin, which is much further north than Yerushalayim. We should add, if you're looking in New York, there's a lot of artificial light, and a little quietly, there's a lot of pollution. So it's hard to see. It's hard to see. Adkan. So the Mishnah Berurah is not saying that Rabbeinu Tam is incorrect. The Shulchan Aruch calls Rabbeinu Tam, but he seems to be leaning towards the opinion of the Gra. Certainly the Chumrah on Friday, and even the Kula he does quote. Otherwise, if he held that the Gra couldn't be relied upon the Kula, why is he bothering to tell you this? He's just saying if you want to follow the Gra, the Kula, make sure you see 3 stars. Because you can't rely on your 3/4 mil, which is a pittance. So far, so good. And the basics. I hope that the Talmidei didn't know this before I'm saying this. This is basic stuff. All right. So now the question becomes. Lemaisa, Lemaisa. How long does it take to see 3 stars? Yes. That's a good question. The Gemara speaks about Kochavim, Beilanim, and he keeps talking about Ketanim. It's interesting if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Beis, you'll find your answer on page 13. Tzorach Lizoyer, Milasas Malocha, Hachiro, Gimel Kochavim, Ketanim. What kind of Ketanim? What Ketanim? Where Ketanim? I thought it's Beinanim. Lo yiyu mefuzarim. They have to be near one another. Where does that come from? So if you look carefully, we're not going into the details right now. The answer is because of Tosefet Shabbos. For other areas of Hilchos Zman, Kriya Shema, etc., should be enough 3 kochavim Beinanim. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Gimel over there. Umidin osagi begimel kochavim Beinanim. When I pekian, he says, maybe we don't know, so we look for ketanim. That's his explanation from the Beis Yosef and the Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel. The reason you need lo yiyu mefuzarim, what we call in our language ritzufim, that's because of Tosefes Shabbos. All right, follow? Good. How long does it take till 3 stars actually come out? Who's ever looked for stars anywhere? How long did it take you to find them?
It's probably less than 40 minutes.
Less than 40 minutes in New York City?
No, in near Washington, D.C. in the summer.
Near Washington, D.C. in the summer? And was there artificial light? No artificial light?
Yeah, I was looking for the first time. It was definitely less than 40
minutes. Under 40 minutes?
Yeah.
In the summertime?
Yeah.
In Washington. Okay, we have one experimenter. Anybody else? Nobody else. Okay, Erech and Nevin. So we did some experiments in Camp Marasha, which has 2 advantages over Washington, D.C., with all respect to our capital city. One, there's no artificial light. Wherever you were looking, there must have been artificial light.
It wasn't so bad, but there was.
But there's some, almost everywhere, the street lights, etc. And two, even though Washington is not the industrial capital that New York is, maybe, but it's still some pollution. Whereas in Lakewood, Pennsylvania, we haven't seen any factories recently. So there's presumably no pollution, the clearest. And we did experiments over many years. The first experiment was done when I was with the Shibboleth and Brochus way back in 1985, a long time ago. We were learning these in Yonim, and I said, let's do experiments. So Rav Sabalovsky Shlita was one of the members of the Morasha Kolo, and he did experiments. They went up to what they call the Har Hashem, far away from any of the lights, and he looked up. Mm-hmm. He told me that he found stars at the beginning of July, when this is very close to the equinox. If I'm not mistaken, I think he found stars 32 minutes after the sunset. He found stars. So it's not, you know, basically you're saying, you said less than 40.
It's far from the equinox. We're going to March.
What did I say? I meant the solstice. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
But that's the longest.
Right, the longest. Even in the long, you also saw the longest. Even in the longest time, he saw, you said under 40, he went down to 32.
From out,
we're not Pekiyim, so it doesn't pay to discuss this. Rabbi Sabalovsky, Tarvmi Obaki Bishas, is also an expert in some of these astronomical phenomena. So the big dip was a little thing that I don't know anything about, but he knows that stuff too. So that was what he came up with. And many, many years later, it was about 4 years ago, something. We sent another crew up to the Har Hashem, the same mountain, same stars. We had to have a few people went up. I think like 6 Talina went up and gave me a written report, and the results were almost identical. They, I think, went a little bit later in the summer, and every day still saw, I think, about 30 minutes after the sunset, which is consistent. If it's 32 at the beginning of July and 30 at the end of July, so it's basically the same thing. Seems to me, therefore, that should be the shear according to Shitas HaGra. Of course, the problem becomes, how does it fit into Shas? We just saw 3/4 of a mil. So, okay, no problem. You'll say 32 minutes in New York and the summer solstice is the equivalent of 13 and a half minutes in Yerushalayim in the spring equinox. Just bang the table twice and say it. It's easy. Problem is, it's not true. And it's not true. You go to Yerushalayim and 13, you will probably not see the stars. Even if you go to an unpolluted area. It's my guess. So something has to give. Something has to give somewhere. The Mishnah Berurah already gave a little bit of a hint. Samuch. Let's take a look at the Tosas here. Naf Lamed. Let's see. Lamed Hamed Beis. That's page 4. The top Tosfos. Those guys stuck with a kasha, a detailed kasha. And they gave 2 answers to the kasha. Just to save time, I'm skipping the kasha, giving the teretz. V'yesh lomar, the 4th narrow line. The eno misacher, the shear of tzeizek ha'chavim, is not so much later, kol kach, after the 3/4 of a mil, she has shear tvila bentai. It's very, very shortly after the 3/4 of a mil. Inami, Safek Koyalem, and my maskal miyad achad the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ends 3/4 of the mil after Shkia. Oh, Miss Acher Harbe. Maybe it's even a long, much significant amount of time afterwards. Lahoch Yitzchuk Lemifsak, Loachli Kohanim Truma, Adavadai Sholem Ben Ashmashat the Rabbi Yossi. What's Ben Ashmashat the Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Ben Hashmash, Shlosh Olayla. So you need, again, the history of Kochav and Beinanim. Here's the whole story of Beinanim. But Kitz and Nimitz, you require 3 stars. But according to the second day in Tosis, there's only one problem. There's absolutely no shear given, no halachic shear given at all. Just you have to see 3 stars with your own eyes. So we left to our own devices. How long does it take? So it was a great rabbi, Rav Tikhachinsky, the Sichrona Levrocha, what is called Ben Hashmashes. He said, you know, I'm going to look for stars in Yerushalayim, which he did. I think he said, if I'm not mistaken, he found stars in Yerushalayim more than 20 minutes after the sun set beneath the horizon, even in the springtime, which is, you know, the spring equinox. So it's a big problem. The Vilna Gaon says you can see stars after 13 and a half minutes, or slightly after 14 minutes. And he's saying it took him over 20 minutes, yes?
Isn't it a false shkia because he was in the mountains before the sunset?
Another problem, when the shkia really is. When is shkia anyway? So if Tukachinsky happens to hold in the Sefer, that the shkia in Yerushalayim is later than I would say. Many say that shkia depends upon sea level. Always go with sea level. Otherwise, you have a problem. You're standing here, and there's a building to your west, which is 50 floors high. You can't see anything. Does that mean the skier is going to be earlier? Nah, the building won't count. What if there's a mountain to your west? Does it count? Doesn't it count? Is it close in? Is it far away? There's a whole svarim written about this. The only way to get out of all these problems is to say you follow sea level. Finished. All the charts that you see now are following sea level. Well, in New York, we happen to live basically on sea level. Even in Washington Heights. Heights, not that high. It's a bit over sea level, but the truth is, if you look due west, you see the Palisades of New Jersey, which may even be higher. So it's about a flat, approximately flat. But that's the simplest way. Tukhachinsky had a different view, which is held by, I think, most Poskim today in Eretz Yisrael, that they follow the mountain that you're standing on. But for some reason, they ignore the mountain to your west. That's a bit inconsistent. That's whatever. That's what they most of them hold. But you're right. That's another few minutes. But not such a big gap. So I always thought that the machlokes between the Gra and Rav Tukhachinsky is the machlokes 2 days in Tosfos. The Gra is assuming the shear is immediately after 3/4 of a mil. You see stars, don't see stars. It's not my problem. The one didn't say it depends upon stars. And if Tukhachinsky says, like the second day in Tosis, you have to see stars. It could take you 5-10 minutes longer. Until I saw a sefer called Hazmanim Bahalocha, came out some years back in Bnei Brak. And this rabbi, very choshev Talmud Chacham, it's two volumes. It's hundreds and hundreds of pages all on this topic. We only have another hour to go, so 1 hour. Not sure it's money, so straight out. So how are we going to do this? We'll just give Rashi Prok. He had a Talmud who was in the army somewhere in the Negev. He said, my dear Talmud, do me a favor, you're in patrol at night, it's probably boring a little bit, you know, don't take your eye off the ball, off the enemy, etc., but look up and see, look for stars. And you know, in the middle of the Negev, no, pitch black. And he looked for stars in the equinox, the spring equinox. And you're not going to believe it. He found 3 stars 14 minutes after the sun set. Chacham Odif Minovi. The Vilna Gaon said it. Tzadik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. The 3 stars were there. The Gaon said it. It was there.
Rabbi Yoshua Weiss says he found it by Vagan.
Sorry?
He says he found...
Who's
he? Rabbi Yankov Gershon Weiss. Oh, that sefer that I gave Rabbi last year.
Oh, it's the other sefer. That's a different version of Rabbi Natan.
So, right. So he...
He found stars 14 minutes and get by Vagan.
He says often at 14 minutes and always, almost always before if the what it would be if the mill is 16.
Right. Okay. So even by Vagan you can see. I guess by Vagan is a little bit away from the industrial areas. He probably goes to a place where there's no artificial light. He wants a little price in the gun, not in the bite. And then he finds it. Okay. There you go. So should we just disregard Rav Tukhachinsky completely? I'm not sure. My guess is that these people are crackerjacks. The sharpshooter in the Negev. And the rabbi and Bayit Vagan, that their eyes are trained, you know, and they probably know where the stars, where to look for the stars, and exactly how they did the research, so they see it earlier, as opposed to I think if you would go to Bayit Vagan, I don't think you'd find the stars so fast because you don't know where to look for them. So maybe it's a similar shaila. So not gonna be machriya in the shaila. It's hard to be makel halacha lemaisa on a daraisa based on a soldier in the Negev and a rabbi in Bayit Vagan. I'm not saying they're telling the truth. But the average person can't see it. If there are bonnets there, we can be more makeup.
We need time anyway, so
we okay, these are, that's a minute later. I mean, it's a question of these are EF Shalat Tzamtzams. So how does it translate into New York and into the summertime? So here we have charts. There are very precise charts which measure degrees of the sun beneath the horizon. You can do it yourself. You plug in whatever amount of minutes in Yerushalayim you think is the right amount, and you just say, I'm now in New York with a different longitude and latitude, and it'll print that right away, a number. Is that many minutes after? Okay. The times are pretty short. And it's halacha l'maisa mamash. You think it's very much l'maisa. I'll give an example, a very recent example. Very recent example, Rabbi Ossi, the example is 2 weeks old, that's all. I'd like to give an example. Who knows what I'm talking about? 2 weeks old. Today is the 29th day of Tishrei. What happened the first night of Sukkot in these parts? Oh, it was they gave the on the forecast. Every 15 minutes it's going to start. It's gonna, and that was a tumult of the various rabbanim. What's the earliest you can fulfill the mitzvah of achilah v'sukkah? Because they require laila mamish, because it's derived from Pesach. Right, you have to see balayla hazeh tetzvav. So what's the earliest time? We tell the Balabatim, every minute can start the poor. You can lose the whole mitzvah. What's the earliest amount of time you can tell them they can eat their kazayis in the sukkah before the rain? This was on the minds of many of the Rabbanim. I happened to have been in the city of Yerushalayim at the time, so I was wasn't directly involved. But it seems that if you follow these, the Shita Sagra, so 14 minutes translates into in New York to I think 18 minutes. Something like that. So if a Rav would say 18 minutes at the Shkia have your kazayis in the sukkah, ain't maznichen also. You can't say he's wrong. He's just found Shita Sagra. If you want to follow the Shita that typical Balabatim can see the stars, which is that much later, and Rav Tukachinsky, well, it was more than playing Balabas. He studied the area. He also couldn't see that. I don't know what to make of it. He didn't see it so quickly. So you have to require a little bit longer. What's a little bit longer? Well, it took what my Talmidim saw in the camp. That's it. So it's about, in the equinox, it seems to be, it's less than half an hour. It's less than half an hour in the equinox. I think it gets a little bit longer in the summer. I think it came out that in the peak of the summer, it come out to something like 34 or 5 minutes. That's it. That's when you really see the stars. On the Gros Shita, it would be significantly less. It would be presumably in that time 20 something minutes. Again, the somethings are hard to pinpoint. As far as Shabbos is concerned, we can't be so mekel because we have to have, we saw Kotanim, we have to have Ritzufim. So you require a longer period of time. How much longer? So in America, there's a minig that Shabbos is out an hour after Lichbenshin. Anaya Maisa. Now, what's Lichbenshin? Traditionally, 18 minutes before the sun sets. Where'd that come from? She could say Yerayim. 3/4 of a mil before the sun sets. It's already a banish mushes. That's how he answered the question of the Rabbeinu Tam. It's 3/4, followed by an additional 4 mil. The third sheet, and not like Tos or the Gra. So it comes out to be 42 minutes after the sun sets. It seems to me that is Me'ikar Adin acceptable. Because even in the summertime, we thought it was 34 or 5 minutes after the sun sets beneath the horizon. You can see 3 stars. So it gives a little Tosefa Shabbos, another 7 minutes or so. So that gives you a cushion. So therefore, I think those who keep the 42 minute shear, Me'ikar Adin, that's sufficient. You know, we say in Zviras, Hama'achum Latesh Min HaShabbos. Where's everybody running? I'm not sure why they have to look at their clock and go, 42.1 minutes. Rabbi, we have to get out of here. Where are you going? Especially Malamat Zchus, they're running home to help their wives with the children, all that other. Malamat Zchus. Okay. But, fine. What about the Rabbeinu Tam? What happened to him? The Mechaber Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam. What happened over here? How can we even dare to say anything different? I mean, the Mishnah Berurah dared. He starts giving us shirim which are based upon the Gra, despite the fact that the Mechaber followed Rabbeinu Tam. Well, the Gra made a powerful case to go against Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see just a little excerpt here on page 8. Short excerpt, so I can't read the whole thing. It's hard to read this. He says the Gra where it says Hu Gimel, right where the number 8 is found. See the number 8? You have to turn it sideways. Right by the 8. Aval Lesa. Shulchan Aruch is wrong. The Imkein, Me'alos HaShachar Ad Neitz, Shavak Hizman Shkiat Seis. That's true. From according to Rabbi Natan, Alos to Neitz is 4 mil, and Shkiat to Seis is also 4 mil. Uve Emes Eino Kein, as I said earlier. Vachush Makhish L'chol Roa. Famous Chush Makhish question. Your own eyes show it's not true. Shemealos HaShachar Hushir Godol Harve Ma'od. Al tes kochav v'machas shkia, uv'medinos hanotos litzafon, such as Vilna, shalos hashachar maskel b'kayitz v'chatzi alayla. Im kein, according to Rabbi Natan, ein tes kochav v'klal b'kayitz. You're going to end up there's nobody no tes at all, because he's assuming that you have to extrapolate, you have to adjust all the shiurim based upon the time and based upon the place. If you'll take the Rabbeinu Tam's Zman, let's assume 72 minutes for the moment, and you'll extrapolate it to the far north part of Europe where the Jews live, such as in Vilna, and you'll go in the summertime, you may not have any taste at all. P.S. The shear of 18 minutes that we just spoke about is not uniformly and universally accepted. What does that depend upon? It depends upon, let's first finish this next thing in the Groh and see what he said, and we'll come back to the Shir Milsa. Elo, says the Groh. The Ben Hashmashus Maslon B'tchilas Hashkia Techef Arichsef Atachtam V'gimel Revei Mil B'Ofek B'Chol B'Ofek Bovel. Okay, so there it's still Bovel. Bovel and Israel is basically the same latitude. U'bizman Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei U'vascholas Hashkia, what we see in the papers, Ben Hashmashus Gomor. That's it. It's Ben Hashmashus Gomor. From that moment and on. Either Gemara talks about 4 mil. No. If you look in the context of the 4 mil. What does that mean? The 4 mil has nothing to do with halacha. The 4 mil is the Gemara Masechta Pesachim. I think we may have the Gemara Pesachim here, I think. We have page 6 is a Mishnah, and page 7, that's what the Gemara tells us, the shear of 4 mil. But if you look carefully in the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Gemara is not discussing any halachic matter. It's talking about astronomy, right? Mahalach on a Beinoni B'yom is Yud Parsos, from Alos till Neitz is 5, here's 4, it's about Derech Rechoka. Nothing to do with halacha whatsoever. So the Gra says, yeah, the 4 mil is what he calls Seis Kol HaKochavim, when all the stars come out. That's an astronomical phenomenon. It has nothing to do with halacha. For halacha, it's going to have 3 stars. This is Seis Kol HaKochavim. Everybody with me so far? This is very basic. Fine. And the Gemara is discussing over here how many mil there are in a day. So over here as follows. There are 10 parsos. 10 parsos is 40 mil. 40 mil. Then the Gemara says between Alos and Neitz there are 5 mil. Shkiat Seis is 5 mil. The Gemara corrects from 5 to 4. So it's 4 and 4. How much in between? 32. Take a look over here in the Rashi under the narrow lines. Me'alos hayom ha'tes kochavim is asara parsos. Lo pirashti kama kodem neitz hachama ulach hashkiyosa. And they said it. So therefore what? Ro me'odem mahalchim v'chamisha milen, turns into 4, before neitz hachama, comes out, according to this, there are 32 mil between sunrise and sunset. 4 mil from alos till neitz, 4 mil from neitz until tes kolak kochavim. Rabosai, a little bit of arithmetic. Some of you have it on your watch. If there are 32 mil in a day from sunrise to sunset in an average day is 12 hours, which is 720 minutes, how much is a typical mil, how much is a mil, if the day has 32 mil in it from sunrise to sunset? Anybody? 22 and a half to be precise. If, however, there are 40 mil in a day, which where the Vilna Gaon reads the Gemara a different way, then we go back to our old 18 minute mil. But the machlokas gedolia poskim, is the mil 18 minutes or is the mil 22 and a half minutes? Fine. Everyone with me so far? If you have a question, raise your hand. My view is, there's big fights about this, that this it should itself depend upon the machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon in Pshat and Psachim says the mil is 18 minutes, and they're 40 mil from sunrise to sunset. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam, or those who, I should say more accurately, follow Rabbeinu Tam, which includes the Chachmei Sfarah that we have this Sfarim, Rabban, Rashbo, Ritvo, Ran, I believe that their opinion is that the mil is in fact 22 and a half, and therefore not 72 minutes, but rather 90 minutes. Oh, man. I made matters worse. From the frying pan to the fire. The Vilna Gaon says the Chush is Makish 72, Kavachoma 90. Oy vey. There's a saying called the Oros Chaim. Oros Chaim is written by Rav Chaim Druk, who was from the Gedolim of Yerushalayim, who fought with Rav Tukachinsky. Rav Tukachinsky tried to demonstrate the correctness of the Shitas HaGaonim VaHagra, a much shorter, the Shabbos is over much earlier, and Rav Druk was a Rabbeinu Tam man. Said, no, you have to have a later Shia, 90 minutes, not 72. Where do you get it from? Very simple. How do you answer the question of the Gra? Chush Makish, the tremendous Kasha. There's no way to answer that question. You can see stars long before such a late Shia. So the answer is, based upon a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, it's page 3. About the 12th line, approximately. Abaye Chazia L'Rova, the Kodavi L'Marov. He was looking to the west. Omalei V'Atanya calls Mancha Pnei Mizrach Madim. Omalei Misavas Pnei Mizrach Mamish. Lo, Ponim HaMadim Es HaMizrach. You have to look to the west. They were discussing not the stars. They were discussing the earlier Simana that we saw. When the star sky becomes red, it becomes black. They were looking to the west. Says Rav Druk, you look for three stars, you also have to look to the west. You have to see three stars in the far western sky. All the stars you see on top of you don't count. Azoy. And when, pray tell, can you see three stars in Yerushalayim in the far west of the sky? You look. 90 minutes. That's what he says.
Not sure. Astronomical twilight is before that.
It's true. Astronomical twilight is between 72 and 90. It's in between. EF Shalatamte. He was looking for smaller, bigger. I'm just telling you.
There are no more stars that could possibly appear after
that. Maybe he had a. I don't know. I can't answer your question. It took a while to think. I don't know. You're asking a good question, but that's what he writes in his safe. Look it up. It's there.
What? Nobody else said that before, right?
There's a basis for it. If you look at I don't have it in the sources. It's based on a Rav Yo, which is quoted in the bottom of the Mordechai Masech the Shabbos. You have to look to the west. There's a basis in Rishon. What's my idea? Where do I get this from? That's the night. Where do I get it from? Well, I made up some out of the clear blue sky. Where do I get it from? I have a basis. Rabosai, take a look over here in page 20. So when can you daven mincha? Second line of the Mechaba, Alayla l'Rabbona, till it gets dark. Rab Yehuda, ad plaga mincha, shuat sof yud alef shos chosar revia. Plag a mincha, since mincha ketana is 2.5 hours before night. So plag is an hour and a quarter before night. What is night? What is night? Says the Rama, "Umisharin shows elul for inyan ayom, longer, shorter, shorter." Yeah, but what is night? He's correct. That's what we call shows manios. But what is the definition of night? Ara laila. What is laila? Well, we already know. The mechaber is like a benatam. So laila is when it gets dark. What does that mean? Presumably, at least 72 minutes after the sun sets beneath the horizon. So if you're counting back an hour and a quarter before that, so an hour and a quarter before that, take a look over here in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Dalit, with a small test of the Sharatzianis. How do you calculate these hours? Yesh omrim the misharin me'amud ha'shachat tetzikochavim chumah sadeshin u'me'ele Rabbi Yehuda mutal espal ha'minchat shor revi'a korim tetzikochavim. That's what the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and they all say. V'chein sosem ha'machab ha'simen zeh and the kamon tof mem gimel. Yesh omrim no from Nates to Shkia. Who's this? And this is the Shitas Agra, as we spoke about earlier. Okay, so far so good. So let me ask you a question. If you're calculating the hours from Alos until Tseis, okay, how much before astronomical sunset is Plaga Mincha? If you like the Vilna Gaon, we know it's an hour and a quarter before astronomical sunset. That's Plaga Mincha in the equinox. But if you like the Rabbeinu Tam, so you're counting an hour and a quarter before Tseis Kochavim. I want to know how long is that before astronomical sunset? Anybody ever see any Rishon talk about this? Anybody ever see any Rishon?
Ramban.
What does he say? That's right. Shtus mil, 1/6 of a mil. The amount of text, that's right over there, the amount of text to walk. A mil is what, 2,000 amas? What's 1/6 of 2,000 amas? 334, that's what he writes. It's a typo there in the Ramban, but that's the right, that's what he says. And the Rashba says on Brochas and Daveis, and the Ritva, and the Ran, and they all say the same thing. So what does that mean? So here you have Rabbi, I think it's the Oros Chaim, if I'm not mistaken. He himself says that it must mean as follows. So we have you might have put some things on the board. Is it okay? How do I get this up? I'm going to press a button there to get this to move the screen. Oh, thank you. Is it easier if I write on the illuminated surface or on the plain surface? What do you see better? Plane? Okay. Let's do the sunset at 6 o'clock. This is Shkia Sachama on a typical day in the springtime. That's a fact. You know, approximately. So now you want to know, this Shtus Mil, how does it work out? So this is the arithmetic they did. Simple arithmetic. They said, look, you have 4 mil. 4 mil, assuming a mil is what? 18. What's 4 mil times 4? Guys, help me out. 72. So what does that come out to? 7:12. Right? An hour and 12 minutes. Now let's count back an hour and a quarter, right? Plaga Mincha is an hour. We just read an hour and a quarter before what? Before night. Where's it going to take you? 5:57, correct? If I'm making a mistake, you got to correct me now. Emes? So it's 5:57. How much of is this gap over here? How many minutes? Three is what? 1/6 of 18. QED. Voila. New math. Everyone with me? Who did not follow the cheshbon? Raise your hand. Do it again. Okay. The Ramban writes that from klag until astronomical sunset is a shtus, malach shtus mil. 1/6 of a mil. They did it in math. If a mil is 18, shtus mil is 3 minutes, 1/6 of 18. So it's 5:57, is 3 minutes before the sun sets, which is exactly an hour and a quarter before 7:12, which is Tezek HaChav. It's perfect. It fits like a glove. I couldn't have made it up better if I tried. Who? Is it more clear now? No? Again? I'll do it one more time. The Ramban and the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran all say that from Plaga Mincha until Shkia Sacham, astronomical Shkia, is a Shtus mil. Malach, you want to walk 1/6 of a mil. So the arithmetic which is provided by many of these Gedolim is as follows. A mil is 18 minutes. If a mil is 18 minutes, so Tzeis Kochavim is 7:12, 72 minutes after the sun sets. Got to count back now an hour and a quarter. An hour and a quarter is 60 minutes plus another 15. So 75 minutes. So you went up 72, back 75. You have three before you started. Three happens to be 1/6 of 18. Perfect. Gentlemen, everyone's with me? Everyone got it now? It's too good to be true. And I think it is. Too good to be true. I just don't think it's true. It sounds so perfect. It fits. I mean, it's so great. How can that not be true? How can it not be the evidence? It's so right. It can't be right. I'll tell you why it can't be right. It's a simple cheshbon. You just had to keep counting backwards. Keep counting. Okay. Let's go back with this cheshbon. You help me out. Okay. This was called Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha. Right. Now, what did we say before? That Plaga Mincha is the midpoint between what? The end point and what we call Mincha Ketana. So what's... I'm sorry, this doesn't... Oh. What's Mincha Ketana?
Maybe you have to point the marker downward.
Oh, yeah? Okay. What's Mincha Ketana? Downward, okay. No better. What's Mincha Ketana? It's Torah Shabbat Peh. What's Mincha Ketana? Anybody know what's Mincha Ketana? You guys are good math. For what?
Four.
So it's going to be another 75 minutes backwards, right? So what's going to be?
4:42.
Excellent. Triangle down. 4:42. Good. Here's Chatzos. Chatzos. What's Chatzos? Oh. When's Mincha Gedolah? When? 12:30. How many hours before Shul Gemara? How many hours between Mincha Gedolah and Mincha Ketana? That's a black and white in the Gemara. How many?
Three.
It's over four. Something is wrong. That worm penetrated the computer. Something is wrong with the cheshbon over here. Follow me? Something's wrong. It's not adding up. So I'm going to tell you what I think is a real pshat. I know it's going to be a little bit hard on your ears to get these fractions, but that's what I think is a real pshat. The real pshat is Adrab. Rabbeinu Tam held that the mil is 22 and a half minutes. Okay, now we make a new chart. A whole new chart. What's time yet? This doesn't move. Some things can't move. 6 o'clock doesn't move. 12 doesn't move. These things can't move. Just realities. What's this going to be now? Not 7:12, but rather what? 7:30, correct? 22 and a half minutes multiplied by 2, 45. 2 again, gives you 90. Okay? So 7:30 now is the time of the 4 mil ending. Okay? Now you have to take out a pencil and paper. You have to count back on both sides. An hour and a quarter. But here's the trick. What is an hour? What is an hour? We know what an hour is. Before Shul Gemara. Then Pesachim. Well, then Pesachim is here. 1/12 of the day. Right? 1/12 of the day. How long is a day? Correct. Who said it? As a mathematician. 15 hours. Excellent. Because the day ends at 7:30. It has to start at 4:30 in the morning. Work hard days, right? It's a 15-hour day. 15 hours is how many minutes once you're on the case? 15 times 60? Not so hard. 15 times 6 is how much? 90, and add a 0 is 900 minutes. Okay. 900 minutes is 12 hours. So what's every hour? I'll do the arithmetic for you, huh? What's 12? You can't see it because huh? What's 12 into 900? Anybody know? 75. Got some math people there. So every hour is 75 minutes. That's the trick. This is the real emphasis, I believe. It's a bit, it's a little more cumbersome. The truth is often more cumbersome than with meets the eye. Yes, sir.
Why didn't you change the hour when it was 72 minutes?
I should make the hour 72 minutes?
No. When you said until 7:12, why don't you recalculate the...
Excellent. So good. You're right. I believe that the Maariv calls like you. And it's going to be a whole... No, I really think. I think you're right. You know what he said? That we should say the hour is 72 minutes. I think you're completely correct. Let's do... You want, if you, I feel better. Can you get me a piece of... Something that works? So this is what I'm doing here. They go next door. There's an empty classroom. Find me... If you're right, which I think the Maariv calls you're right, so then an hour would be 72 exactly. Because you'd have what? You'd have 720 minutes in the middle. That would be 10 hours. And you have 72 at the other end, 72 at the other end. So you'd have not a 60-minute hour, not a 75-minute hour, but a 72-minute hour. That would work great. Only problem would be as follows. There's no way that we can make the Plaga Mincha a shtus mil before the sun sets. It's going to be impossible. It's going to have to be a whole meal before the sun sets. Because 72 and another 18 is exactly 18 minutes before. I think the Mechaber may hold like you, not just the Maariv. No, but the Mechaber is not going to fit in. But very good. Excellent. But the Rishonim, we're not discussing the Rishonim. The Rishonim had this shear of a shtus mil. So my view, they held it was a 75-minute hour. And the 75-minute hour will yield an hour and a quarter. You have to really figure this one out. Take a pen and paper, or your watch. What is 75 times 1 and a quarter?
93 and 3.
Excellent. 93 and 3 quarters. So if you start back from 7:30, count back 93 and 3 quarter minutes. What does that take you? Well, 90 takes you back to 6. 5:56 and a quarter. Is that correct? With me? Good. So you get to 5:56 and a quarter. That's... Come on. Oh, nothing. This brand new building has cost them 70 millions of dollars, but we can't get a... Okay, good. 5:56 and a quarter. So far it works a little bit. Good. How many minutes is that before the sunset? Astronomically. 3 and what? 3 and what? Okay. 3 and 3 quarters. Who wants to multiply that times 6? What is it? 22
minutes.
22 and a half. Exactly. This is the shtus mil. The mil is 22 and a half. That's the Rashba, Ramban, Ritva, that's all they hold. And now, if you make the cheshbon, it's going to be perfect. This is going to work. Go back to Mincha Ketana. What's Mincha Ketana going to be? Figure it out. Go back another, whatever it is, 70, what I got. What's it going to take? Is it 4 what?
4:22
and a half? What'd you say? Is that true? Something like that? I'm not sure. Something along those lines. I'm not sure what it is. Just to figure out the arithmetic. Let's go back another. What is it?
It's 187 and a half minutes
before. So that is? So it's 4:22 and a half. That's right. Now, you have 12 o'clock. What's Mincha Gedola? Exactly. 12:37 and a half. And what's between them?
3 hours.
Exactly 3 hours. 375 minute hours. Do the math, you'll see. Okay, sorry for my lesson in arithmetic here, but I think that's correct according to these Gedola Rishon. Fine. But the problem is, we're wasting our time. The Gedola go and slug them up. Hachush Machish, it can't be. It's impossible. Here's the answer. It's impossible if the Vilna Gaon is imposing his understanding on these Rishonim. But if you look carefully in the Gra himself indicates that these Rishonim don't accept his understanding. How so? In the middle of that, again, the Gra is very long. Somewhere in the middle of that Gra, he makes a reference to a Tosis in Masechta Shabbos on the Aflamid Hey Amad Aleph, which is page 3. We're going to read together the Tosis Trey. We read the first half, we're going to read the second half. Avol Tema Lari, the B'mai Pligi. The Vaday Mishastes Agachovim Al Havilayla Kideperishis. What's the problem? As soon as the stars come out, it's night. What are they fighting about? So he says, well, I mean, the Kamon Lok Gedolim Hanirim B'Yom Lok Tanim Beinanim, and they're fighting. Then there's a Supik. Every Kochav which is seen, is it Beinani? Is it not Beinani? Just take a walk. Get the average person having a walk 4 mil. Well, who's an average person? Tosis is getting stuck with all these kashas. The Vilna Gaon gave his own answer to these questions of Tosis. He gave his own creative and original answer. I'm not sure if I can find. Yeah, here it is. Oh, if you'll find it on column 2, it's page 8. Column 2. Page 8, column 2. Again, the Gra held that the Gemara in Pesachim is what's called Seis Kol HaKochavim. Oh, thank you. Seis Kol HaKochavim, when all the stars come out, which is not a halachic term. But on column 2 he writes, again, B'yasor sh'oz nirim kol HaKochavim aktanim. That's nothing. That's an astronomical phenomenon. This is column 2, line 2. Avo yitzias kochavim, darminim b'chol mokam in shas, shehu laila, who begin with Kochavim Levad, who baited him, this is Martin Shazan Shabbos. That's all. And they are visible, says the Gra, Behich Sifa Elyon, Behishul Latachdom. I am predicting, says the Gaon of Vilna, that you can see in Yerushalayim stars in 14 minutes. And he was in fact vindicated, right? Hundreds of years later. Ulfisha Tsar, Bekius, Gedola, Bezer Leda, Gimel Kochavim Levad. For you abandoned him, so therefore they gave the Shia Bichsev, etc., etc. Uvezet Meturas Kushiyasim Achrona, Lashikshu, Vodkosha Nechzi Anan, right? Vodame, Velesa, Umilvaza lo Kosha Midi, that Kasha Stam lo Kasha told us Kasha. Why? Look what he says. Shashir Azeh Shal Dalad Milin, Eno Bechol Zmanu Bechol Mokom, Shenishtana Bechol Zmanu Zman. What the Gaon is saying is that Tosos Kasha is no Kasha because it changes with the latitude and changes with the time of the year. Rabbi Isai, I turn around and say to you like this. The Vilna Gaon is 100% correct. But obviously, Tosos disagrees with him. because Tosis didn't give his teretz. So my chiddush is that Tosis, Rabbi Natam, holds whatever shiur it is, whether it be 72 minutes or whether it be 90 minutes, flat. It doesn't change. Tell you a chiddush. Yes, sir.
There's no records of people looking at clocks to determine what time the opponent was until these reformers started, 100 years ago or whatever. And the time, 100 years ago, they did not. I mean, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Moshe Kalim and the Rishon, there's no indication that they used an absolute shear. They looked for a star, it's during.
And therefore?
So how could they hold that you look at a clock, that the shear is playing on the clock? The shear is just a description of what happened.
I'm asking you an obvious question. The Gemara clearly goes with clocks. Because the shear mill is, you have a guy walking there, and he walks. You hire a guy who's the average guy, and when he walks 4 mil, or walks 3/4 mil, okay, we can make up a dollar. That's the equivalent of a clock.
That's just.
What they did it or didn't do is irrelevant, but it's on a clock.
But these are all just corresponding things to the actual astronomical materials. It's not. The kovea is not the clock.
Slow. So the answer to your question, I believe, is as follows. I'm giving a suggestion. It's my chiddush to answer. Otherwise, the Rebbe Natamis either have Rabbi Druk's teretz, this is Bemarov, or this teretz, which is as follows. Precisely because there was no ability to measure things in an exact way in those days, so they made a zman. This is the zman. The zman is X amount of an effect time, 4 mil. So 4 mil. Rebbe Natam was 4 mil. Again, you want to, how you're going to figure out what the formula is. They never watch. They'll have a guy when the sun says be the rise. They'll have, okay, go. They'll measure out 8,000 mil. Walk 8,000 mil, and I can make up dough.
But the kovea is the stars, not the.
Here's my answer.
Even according to it's the Pharisee Gemara. How could you say otherwise?
I'm answering. That the stars are seen, the way I'm suggesting now, as the Vilna Gaon said long before. Go on, see stars. You saw stars long before. Afal Pikein, the halacha, the sermon called the Manatam, lo plug, then is Arba Milan. You'll see stars before, you'll see stars before. So what? The flip side, the other way, is to make the following chiddush. The Rabbi Natam is moda. If you can see three stars, it's night. Don't have to look at your watch. That's what we call the opinion of the Minchas Kohen, which Rav Moshe quotes, and the Bialach himself also quotes that. That's a much more simple way to go, but that's against the simple pshat in the Gemara. The Minchas Kohen, who lived in Amsterdam, said like this, I see stars after 50 minutes. I'm sure if I went to Yerushalayim, it would take me 72 minutes to see the same stars. That's what he wrote. He never went to Yerushalayim. The Vilna Gaon, although he never was in Shalim either, he was a scientist. He knew it was going the wrong direction. So that's what I'm suggesting. If you reject the Minchas Kohen, and you either have to look to the west, then you have this extrapolation which the Gra imposed on Rabbi Natan, which makes it a Chush Makish, or you say this Chiddush Nifrat I'm suggesting to you, if you have Rabbi Natan, it's a flat sum. We don't find, and that's what the people do today. The average guy today keeps 72, I keep 90. The briskers, they're more sophisticated. I keep a tenthal, an achtel, some even a sextal. They keep it with the percentages. But the average chassid shiur never heard of these things. He's keeping Rabbi Natam 72 minutes, generally speaking. If he's strict, he keeps 90 minutes. I makes no sense. You should extrapolate it to go and test stuff. The answer is, presumably it was built in. The shear is so long, that it's built in, even in any part where the Yidden are going to live, you're going to see three stars at that point in time. That's kind of my suggestion.
But even the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like Rabbi Natam says in the Siman that talks about Motzei Shabbos, he just says, Tam, when you see three stars, Kochav and Tzufim.
That's what leads Rabbi Minchas Kohen to say what he says.
Right, but it's very difficult to say otherwise. Halacha myself.
What? What do you mean? Start again.
I mean to say that chiddush that Rabbi Natan holds that the kovea is the shear and not the stars is extremely difficult. Either he holds of a different type of stars, or
I don't get it. I just read you the Mechaber and Siman Reish Samach Aleph.
But in
we said that. Stop. But we up at the race. Samachal. He says for 3 1/4 mil after the time of the sun sets. It's Vadayom. Vadayom. It's pitch black. He said it's Vadayom. You can drive your car. And once called, I mean, a Tom drove a Model T. I once said, I mean, a Tom. So he drove his Model T at 50 something minutes after the sun sets. You would call him a Machal Shabbos. It's a Machal Befurish. Reish Samachal. I read it to you. Strange.
Well, okay, but I mean, Rebbe knows what I think about that.
You think the Mechaber is wrong. You have a different pshat than Rebbe Natan.
No, I think the Mechaber also has a different pshat.
No,
but even so, to say that anything other than a certain type of star, whatever that star might be, as the Kovei is, even the Shulchan Aruch, maybe else is a smaller star or something.
Okay, we'll leave it at this. Okay, Rabbos, so we had an hour's discussion about the Rebbe Natan and the Gra and the other things. We're going to have to cut it because it's discussed a few other things. We can spend much more time on this topic, and again, mice on a pashas level, the Rabbeinu Tam holds. And again, at a simple level, I thought the 90 minutes with the Oros Chaim, and he had a mil of 22.5, and he counted the mishara, the hours from sun from alos until tzeis. The Gra is the opposite; it's an 18-minute mil. The day ends at astronomical sunset. And he counts the hours from sunrise to sunset. It makes most sense that way. That's when the day ends, in effect. The day ends at sunset. That's when we should count the hours until. According to Benetam, the day ends way later. We should count the hours until then. And the mill expands or contracts correspondingly. That's a simple level. Again, there are many other not simple levels on a simple level. Fine. So since this topic of today's shiur is called Zmani Hayom, we can't just discuss this one Zman of when the day ends, when's the day begin? Halacha lemaisa, it's relevant for certain areas, mostly the Rabbonans. It's hard to find a Doraisa when it's relevant when the day begins. Who can think of a Doraisa? What is there a Doraisa to know when the day begins? Yeah, for Netilas Lulav on the first day, Sukkos. Who gets up that early in the morning to do the Baditcha, but they say he got up. But even he, because the Shulchan Aruch have to wait till Nates, the Chatchila. So. It's almost irrelevant. It's hard to find a case where halacha lemaisa is relevant to know when is halacha shachar on the level of doraisa. Rabbanan, of course, it's relevant for davening, things of this nature. So when is it? We know what it is. It's 4 mil before the sun rises. The sun rises when it rises. Look in the charts. Or look out to the east. How much is 4 mil before that? Once again, there are different options. Either 72 or 90. Either flat or adjusted. And here maybe one of the ironies, according to the Gra, that all the times have to be adjusted. You have to adjust this time to an earlier time. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm right that the times are not adjusted, you wouldn't have to adjust it. So it came out that the tzeis is much later according to Rabbeinu Tam, and the alos would also be later. I'm just making a suggestion. I'm not saying it for sure. In any event, you look on the charts, they have 16.1 degrees beneath the horizon. That's 72 minutes. And some have 19.8, which is a 90 minutes. That's just figured out with the simple charts. I think you should follow the, again, according to the simple shot there, the 16 degrees. And that makes your Tchilas Mantinus, let's talk about that. We just had Tzom Gedalia earlier this month. So they said that just the time starts a certain amount of time. So some charts will say 72 minutes before sunrise, that's when the fast begins. And in my shul bulletin, we read earlier, we write the 16 beneath the horizon, which is that many minutes earlier. It's 72 minutes extrapolated. Extrapolated in New York is at least 80 minutes. 80 minutes even during equinox time, and it could be much longer in the solstice time. If you take the 90 minutes, once we're on the topic, and you want to extrapolate as the Gaon demanded that we do, it'll take it to 144 minutes in the summertime in New York City. That means when the sun sets at 8:31, which is the latest it gets, say it would be 5 minutes before 11. That's the Ach. I'm not talking about the Zextel. That's the Ach. The Zextel becomes wild. The Zextel is based upon the 5 mil instead of 4 mil with a Rambam, with 24 minutes to the mil. I have no time to go into that right now, but it's a sheet. So there are members of the Brisker family who keep that zman. They will not do malach until that time. I'm not discussing the real briskas who keep the zextel. That's they're out of sight. But even the regular ones. I mean, they often will keep that van 5 to 11 in the end of June, because that's simply the 8:31 times plus 90 minutes. But 90 minutes extrapolated both in terms of being in New York as opposed to Bavel, and being in the June as opposed to being in the middle of March. So it comes out. So it's on the chart. It's printed. I didn't make any chidushim here. Almost nobody keeps that minig, so apparently that's not the minig Yisrael. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, he kept 72 minutes flat. It was famous. A baby was born 71 minutes after Shkia. 71 minutes after Shkia on Friday night. And he would not allow the bris to take place in Shabbos. That's documented. At the top. The bris was on Sunday. But had it been 72 minutes, it would have let it. It wouldn't make no extrapolations. He's a Gdoli Olam. You can't just say it has to be extrapolated. He's a Gdol. Anyway, Rabosai, that's as far as Alosa Shachar is concerned. What are the Zmanim are there in the day? So if you'll open these calendars that everyone has, you can probably get it on your watch now. You should press it for a certain, gives you a whole printout. Let's talk about Zman Kriya Shema. That's what everyone wants to know. Oh, every Yeshiva Bacha wants to know that. So when is Zman Kriya Shema? So we all know it's 1/4 of the day. That's what we assume. We assume it's Shavuos Zmanios, not Shavuos. There's a Tosfos of Rosh and Brachos Makaret. No time to go into that right now. So it's Zmanios. From when to when? So here we have the Gro again. The Gro says from sunrise to sunset. When is that today? Approximately 9 what? Anyone keeping track? Keeps getting later now. Huh? When is Zman Kriya Shema going to the Gro now? 9:40, something like that.
9:10, 9:15, 9:51.
Oh, you have a chart?
Yeah. 9:51.
9:51, that makes sense. Oh, we have a chart. Thank you so much, Ayachan. Oh, here we are. It's all here. Everything's here. MyZmanim.com. Look at this. Perfect. Today, according to... we should go through the whole thing. The first thing, Alosa Shachar. He has... Well, here it is. The sun rose today at 6:59. So when his sun is at low, it's 5:47 flat. Or if you go with 16.1, it's 5:37. A 10-minute difference. A ten minutes is a lot of minutes. Right? The fast 10 minutes longer. Okay. Next, he has Sos Man Krishma, according to the Gra, 9:51. That's the 1/4 of the time between 6:59, which is sunrise, and 6:28, which is sunset. I'm sure the math is right. What about the Mogen Avraham? It's earlier. How much earlier? How much earlier? He counts from when to when? Alos to Tzeis. We have two Alos and two Tzeis. If it's flat, we can take exactly 36 minutes before every day of the year. 36 minutes before the Grozman will be the Mogen Avraham's man. Why? It's very simple. He added 72 minutes at both ends, and it's amortized. You know, every hour, it's 12 minutes more is lapped off. Right? So since I'm not sure you're following my math, but if you should think about it a little bit, you'll figure it out. So since everything starts 72 minutes earlier and ends 72 minutes later, so you have to take that 72 minutes in each half of the day and divide it into 6 pieces, one per hour, it's 12 minutes. So this Zman Krishna, the Mogen Avraham, is going to be exactly 36 minutes earlier than it will be for the Gra. So it says, instead of 9:51, 9:15. But then he has Mogen Avraham b'ma'alot, not Shavuos. That seems more accurate if you ask me. That's already 9:10. Oh man, lose a little bit more sleep. That's 9:10. Follow what I'm saying? Because then he's going back to an earlier. The gap between Nates and Alos here and Shkia and Tez Kolokohavim there would be greater. So I hope you're following what I'm saying. I'm just reading from the chart. Next, Sovs Man Tfila, he only gives you the Gra. 10:48. So that's an hour later. The hour now is not an hour, it's only 57 minutes. Because we passed the equinox. We're already October 7th. Chatzos, 12:43. Mincha Gedola, 114. What's 114? This means a half an hour's manis. Otherwise, it has to be a flat number 30. For instance, it's a little bit shorter the days, so it's a half an hour's manis. It seems to me that manis is accurate, because the Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos that I told you before, you have Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana, and they have to correspond. So on a simple level, unless you limited the Gemara to an equinox day, it has to be relative. Then it's Mincha Ketana, 404, Plaga Mincha, 516, Shkia Sechama, 628. He's going with the Gemara. He's counting all the hours from sunrise till sunset. Seis? What is Seis? He says 710. What's that? That's 42 minutes after the sun sets. 628 to 710. Where do you get it from? It's constantly 42 minutes. I think it has a whole year 42 minutes. This probably came from the conventional wisdom that on Motsoi Shabbos we wait 42 minutes. Where'd it come from? Convenience. It's an hour after Lichbench. But it's a good Zman. I like it. It's not bad. What about Rabbi Natan? Oh. He has 72 flat. And Rabbi Natan, 16.1. Which is that much later. Again, today it's 9 minutes later. He doesn't have anywhere here in this entire chart, Maizmanim, the 19.8. Not at the beginning, not at the end. He doesn't have that. I'm not faulting it. I have one chart that has a 19.8 with me. And when I calculate this Zman of Rabbi Natan, in my calendar, it's only there once the whole year. Once the whole year, Rabbi Natan. With the way I want to calculate. Who knows? Who wants to give a guess when that is? One day of the year. Oh. One day of the year. No. Erev Pesach. Because Pesach, because of Chum and the Chometz, you know, it's only the Rabbanah, we're just looking down in Perikol Shah, at the whole fifth hour, and the fourth hour is only the Rabbanah, and it's not. Afal Pekan, because of Chum and the Chometz, so I put down both Shurim. I give it the Gros Shir, and we call it the Mogan Avraham Shir. I give it the Mogan Avraham Shir, not only do I give it with Malos, I give it the 90-minute Malos. Consistent with what I told you before, with what I think Rabbeinu Tam really holds. So that's where you'll find it. If you look at my bulletins, you'll find it once a year. It says M.A., Mogan Avraham, I give you my version, which is not even found over here. I can't use this chart. They're going with 16, I'm going with 19. Okay? That's where you'll find it. When? Yes, I'm sorry.
Do I get a wrong set for any other Zman of the day? It's common for Kriya Shema.
Kriya Shema, yeah.
Can we calculate any other Zman of the day?
Most people don't. Most people keep from Mincha Gadol, they don't follow the Mogan Avraham's time. He doesn't have it here in his chart.
Over the summer, people use it for five, no?
That's pretty inconsistent, if you ask me. All of a sudden, they want to pull out of the hat, Rabbi Zman, to make a different plag so they shouldn't have a tie to the Sasri. That's itself a tie to the Sasri. The whole time I've been a time, but they never heard of him all year long. But it's a different tie to the Sasri.
They follow for Kriya Shema. They follow for.
I don't think so. I think I have to be in my opinion, I have to be consistent all the way after Rabbi Zman been a time for Oy Shabbos. Then there's what to talk about. But most people are not so careful with that. Yes?
I sort of with see them with their Zman too. Some of their role leaders.
You have to go to the mikveh first.
I mean, like you always see like Hashkam in Hasidim is like 9 o'clock in the morning, so how does
they miss all the Zman. Right. They have their own Zman. My Zman. They have their Zman. My Zman. They have different Zman. And I don't know, Chaim Volozhin already yelled about this a long time ago. I can't justify these things. In my view is that every Talmud should do his best to daven in a minyan which makes his man creation of the girl. I'm more than that I can't ask for. But these ideas that I'll say Krishma at home and come later, that's not for yeshiva boys. That's a b'di'evit. I would do it myself if I got stuck in a place where there's no minyan that makes his man of the grow. So some gedolim say, dam bichiris. I'm more of a klal yid. I would daven with that shul. I would just say Krishma earlier. But I try my very hardest to get to a minyan which made this man of the real man. It's happened to me now. I was in Eretz Yisrael for a week. And these big minyanim are davening, missing the zmanim. It's hard to make the zman in Eretz Yisrael. They're on standard time now. Chatzos, there's 11:20 something. because Zman Krisha was 8:20 something, or 8:30 something. He first started 8:30 something Minyanim. He's an American tourist Minyanim. And I daven 7:30. I had a daven in the heat, no air conditioning. I had a daven, because I'm a serious nefesh. So they had to make the Zman. Somebody had a hand up? No. Yeah?
Why is the 72 minute shiur not even shiur not adjusted throughout the year in terms of how long the shows are? Why is the 72 minute shiur?
No, the Grok says according to Benetam, the 72 minutes has to be extrapolated. And then he means 90. In either event, it's a chushmach. It should end up with parts where people, Jews are living, where there's no day and there's no night. Because it can't be that way. Yeah?
What would be the earliest thing to create Shema at
night? Oh, so this is the first Mishnah says, Mishah Shekohanim Nechasim Nechol Vitrosim, which is Sitzka Chavim. So when is that? We go back to what we said before. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's 14 minutes in Yerushalayim, which in the spring, I think, is 18 minutes in New York, something like that, 17 minutes. And it goes up to 20-something. If you want to be a little bit more machmeh, you should be a little bit more machmeh. By us in Shul, we have one of two options. Either we daven ma'av right after mincha, which in my opinion is permissible. It's not a time to disaster. As long as shkia intervenes, it's okay. We daven mincha ma'av one after the other, and then we should say krish when we get home. Or, if you want to daven lubas man, so we say shema about a half an hour or so after the sunset beneath the horizon. That's when we daven marv. It's a few minutes later we get the kriyishma, which I think according to almost all poskim is based on the mitzvahs, is when three stars can be seen here in this country, even in the summer. It's not much more than a half an hour, as we said before. That's what we do in our shul. Yes. Good question. If it's a Tanis Yochid, it could be it's Shkia, and even it could be other fasts except for Tisha B'Av have the same halachic status. The minig is called Yisrael, as we follow says for a Tanis. However, what says? The people should starve to death. Remember, we daven Marv on a fast day, also half an hour after the Shkia. And they ask me, Rabbi, when's the fast over? As soon as you can get home, that's when the fast is over. That's all. Yeah. Yes?
Do they keep the after of Yom Kippur also?
To who? The briskus?
Yeah.
Sure. Those who are healthy. In my shul, I would not print the whole year long. I don't print when Shabbos is over. You won't find it. You'll find every week when we daven Marv. That's what you'll find. We daven Marv around about 45 minutes after the Shkia. Because it's Tosefta Shabbos, and where was everybody running? Yes? Shalashudas? Okay. Yeah, okay. I can hear that. We should try to wash before Shkia, that's for sure. What about Yom Kippur? What do? I print the time for Shofar. Shofar. If someone is plotting, they're about to collapse, and they hear the Shofar blow, and they eat. So they ate, we blow the shofar about 40 minutes or so, maybe even a tiny bit less after the shkia, because I want people to eat quickly. But you will not find the fast ends or Shabbos ends in my lexicon. Because I'm trying to make it longer for those who can keep longer. But for those who have to break the fast earlier, those who have to take Shabbos out earlier for whatever reason, it really is a little bit shorter. So you'll find Marav and shofar, you won't find when it ends. Okay, that's how I do it. Now, the idea of Tarat Desatzri is very bothersome to me. How in many shuls they daven Mincha and Marv together, both after Plaga Mincha and both before the sun sets. I'm very strongly opposed to that. I think it shouldn't be done. You can either have one before Plaga, one after Plaga, one before Shkia, one after Shkia. But Tarat Desatzri seems to be just about not justifiable. I know others disagree with me, and they say it's mutar b'tzibur. If you look carefully in the sources, in my view, it really shouldn't be done. Yes?
So, wouldn't it be based on
seis? No. The reason is as follows. Again, I don't have the time. The reason is that it says in the Mishnah, tfilas ha'erev ein lo keva. So aside from the Gemara's interpretation of being rishus, ein lo keva means it has no time. The Mishnah is all talk about the times. The time for shachris, the time for mincha, time for Musaf. Tfilas HaMarv has no time. You know what it means, has no time? Has no time of its own. Whenever it's not the time for Shachris, Musaf, or Mincha, that's when it's time for Maariv. So it ends at Alos HaShachar, because you can daven Shachris. And it begins at Shkia, because you can no longer, you cannot daven Mincha after Shkia, in my opinion. I don't go for those extensions that people go, I'll give you X more minutes, Y more minutes, Z more minutes. No. In my view, the cutoff is sunset. And every Chumah leads to a Kula. So the Chumah, you can't daven Mincha after sunset, leads to a Kula. You can daven Maariv right after sunset. The Mefurash of Mordechai, Simon Tzadi, and Mesech the Brochus, coming from, I think, Rav Haigom, that once it's a sunset astronomically, you can already daven Maariv. That's what I have to do with my shul every day. It's not a tad to the sastra. Yes? Yes, the Priyitzchok says that. It's a good svara, but it's not the simple pshat. The Rambam holds you can daven earlier. Rambam holds that's Tfilas Arvus for Shus. Doesn't hold from the whole, but that's what Shulchan Aruch says differently. We just read it before. I think we're supposed to daven mincha downstairs in the base medrash. I think it's in 1 more minute. It's my mincha. 1 minute. We get downstairs in a minute. It'll be in time. Thank you very much for listening.